Welcome back to the Walk the Word podcast. My name is James and I'm the pastor here at SAR Fellowship in the Kingdom of Bahrain. And this is our midweek Bible teaching. We have been walking through God's Word one chapter a week, and today we get to Deuteronomy chapter 1. Last week we finished the book of Numbers, and next week we're really going to jump into Deuteronomy, but today we're going to take a really brief introduction. So if you've never read Deuteronomy, if you've no idea what it's about at all, hopefully now we'll take a few minutes to change that. So Deuteronomy, where do we find it in our Bibles? Well, it's the fifth book of the Bible, and it's the last book of the Torah, the law parts of our Bible, especially the Old Testament. As we finished Numbers last week, God's people had left Egypt, and they'd been wandering in the wilderness for many, many years. And as we said, working through that book, the entire generation of the Exodus generation, disqualified themselves from entering into the promised land through their repeated disobedience. And as Deuteronomy opens, it begins, so I read, with Moses standing in front of the new generation. And therefore, he's not going to reteach the law, but he's going to explain the significance of it. He's going to make it very, very clear to this new generation why it's so important to listen to and obey God's law. The name of the book itself comes from a Greek word that means a second law. And at the very, very center of the book is a collection of laws. And as we work through the book, we'll talk about them in context. We'll talk about them in their culture. We'll talk about why they were actually a really great set of laws for God's people. We might look at them now, you know, thousands of years later and say that they were they're mean, they're oppressive, they're misogynistic. But actually, in this place and at this time, the laws of Deuteronomy were really, really good. So the book is laid out kind of like the number 5 that you see on a dice. So right in the middle, at the center of it, is this collection of laws. Either side of that, there's a kind of a beginning part of the book and the end part of the book, which is both split into 2 bits. So if you imagine that number 5 dice, you've got something right at the center of it, and then on either side, sections that are then split into 2. Who wrote the book of Deuteronomy? Well, tradition tells us, and there's no real reason to doubt this, no good reason to doubt this, that Moses is the author of Deuteronomy. I read recently somewhere that it reads kind of like a sermon, like a more of a speech. So it's very, very possible that it's actually a series of speeches compiled together. And again, he's calling the next generation, this new generation of God's people, to be faithful to the covenant by kind of reiterating, reteaching, re-talking about the law. In context, the people, well, as we finished last week in Numbers 36, they're on the very, very threshold of the land they're about to enter. And this is kind of their last final speech to them, a reiteration of why God's law and God's word is going to be so key for them. And so that's where they are. That's the context. They're just about to step into the promised land. In terms of the style of the book, there are a few different styles that we'll read as we work through this book together. Mostly prose discourse. I mean, lots of people, well, as you said, if it's a speech, it's a speech. It's prose. It's somebody talking. We're reading what somebody said. There are poems in there. And there are narrative bits as well, where we are told what was happening as if we're reading a story about it. Key themes that are going to pop up: obedience, like we said, and devotion to God's law and the word, the covenant between them. Also, the faithfulness of God and his promise to be there with and for his people. And because there are regular, real humans in this book, just like you and me, there's going to be tension between God's holiness and the fallibility and the fallenness of the people. It's a really important book. in our Bibles. It's that transition between the oldest parts of the Bible and the not so old. If that sounds a bit strange, but it's not part. It's the last book of the first part of our Bible. Like I said, the people are on the threshold. They're now a nation under God. They're just about to step into the land that He's promised. It's a really, really important book in terms of the history of the people. But it's also a great book. It's also a book very much worth reading because it reminds us so very strongly and prepares us for so very strongly the person and the work of Jesus. As He was taken into the wilderness to be proven and tested, to demonstrate his inability to sin, to demonstrate His entirely focused obedience to God and His word, it would appear, and it never says anything specifically in our Bibles, but it would appear Jesus was thinking very much about the book of Deuteronomy. As He answered Satan three times, He quotes from the book of Deuteronomy. So we can conclude, reasonably conclude, that this was a really important book for Jesus. And if it was a really important book for Jesus, those of us who have put our hope and faith and trust in Him, those who honor Him as Lord in our lives, if it was a really precious book to Him, it should be pretty important to us as well. So when Jesus was tempted to turn stones into bread, He quotes from what we would call Deuteronomy 8, verse 3. You know, man's not going to live by bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. When He was tempted to demonstrate that He was Messiah before His time, Jesus answers with what we would refer to as Deuteronomy 6:16, "You shall not tempt the Lord your God." And when He was tempted to kind of circumvent the cross, worship the devil, Jesus answers from Deuteronomy 6:13, "You shall fear the Lord your God and serve only Him." I read this week that it is one of the greatest books of our Old Testament, of the Old Testament. Its influence on the domestic and personal religion of all ages has not been surpassed by any other book in the Bible. That's a very bold claim, isn't it? It's quoted over 80 times in the New Testament, and thus it belongs to a very, very small group of books, the others being Genesis, Psalms, and Isaiah, to which the early Christians made frequent reference. So if the very, very first people to be Christian, to have given their lives to Jesus, we might say, to trust in Him as Savior, to lay down their efforts to atone for their own sins, if this was one of the four books that they referred to most often, it was a very, very important book for them. So it's very important in its place in the Bible. It's a very, very important book for Jesus in His earthly ministry. And it was a very, very important book for the first church communities, we might say. So therefore, all of that to say, Deuteronomy should be for us a really, really important book. And I'm absolutely convinced that it is going to be a great study for us as we work through it one chapter a week. Next week then we will jump into Deuteronomy chapter 1. I really hope you'll join me every Tuesday, or most Tuesdays, as we publish a new study through a chapter of Deuteronomy. But until then,